Namaste and happy holi. Holi kashub, kaman aye.
The Prime Minister of Australia just wished India and India's Prime Minister a happy holi, the festival of colours. The Hindi is a bit mangled, but the thought counts.
Let's talk about the COVID-19 situation first in the country. And amid the festival of colours, there are concerns that the cases of COVID also could be seeing a spike given the manner in which this festival is celebrated. But what about the COVIDiots who already are, in fact, hell-bent on ensuring that the situation goes completely out of hand? Look at these pictures.
Well, it's not been such a happy holi in India this week. India saw 68,000 new COVID cases on Sunday, the highest single-day spike this year. The governments of several states imposed curbs on public gatherings. But television still showed huge jostling crowds, COVID be damned, as hundreds, thousands played holi with gusto in places like the temple town of Vrindavan in North India. The chief minister of the state requested people to observe holi with restraint in the midst of a second wave of corona.
Corona ka jo second wave abhi dekhne ko mil rahi hai.
Obviously, that landed on deaf ears. At one temple, a cheerful young woman told the TV crew that in their holy temple, there was no corona.
Kishori ji, yahan par hai, koi corona nahi hai.
Thousands gathered at the Banke Bihari temple, a pulsating mass of humanity, doused in pink colors while priests begged them to stay away from the entrance. Some television anchors did not mince their words.
People have gathered and are celebrating again, throwing caution completely out the window. The COVIDiots were seen playing with rang and gulal without mask or social distancing.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. To make it worse, it's election season in parts of India, so it's a little rich to curb holi festivities while rallies are in full swing. My local hair salon just invited me to a holi party at a 5-star hotel in Kolkata. Unlimited food, unlimited drinks, DJ, artificial pool, organic colors, funky props, and a rain dance. All for just 4,000 rupees or $55 a couple. Oh, and valet parking included. It's like it's 2019. This is the problem with holi. It's a festival that does not lend itself to a quiet celebration at home with a couple of people. It's raucous, a more the merrier kind of festival, where people smear each other with blue and maroon and green paint and throw fistfuls of scented gulal or coloured powder. It's always been a festival to break down social distancing, not maintain it, even though television anchors are trying their best to teach a new mantra.
Wear a mask, maintain social distancing. We can all enjoy holi and stay safe at the same time.
In a way, this holi forces us to think long and hard about what makes holi, holi, even in a time of COVID. Is it the songs? Just like Christmas carols, holi songs from Bollywood films start popping up on television shows around this time. Is it the drinks? There are holy drinks like thandai, made with milk and a mixture of almonds, fennel seeds, watermelon kernels, rose petals, cardamom, saffron and sugar. And if you want a little extra kick in your thandai, this holi you can lace it with bhang or cannabis. My local gourmet sausage store told me they are making holi special sausages. Pork with a bit of cannabis. Herb sausages, after a fashion. Or is holi the advent of spring? My neighborhood club even put together a little holi welcome spring program of song and dance with a socially distanced, masked audience. But in the end, what makes holi? Holi is a celebration of color. And this year, we got holi colors on our street. Shocking pink, sunshine yellow, fluorescent green. Not through paint or powder like other years, but on the refractive collars that we just got the street dogs, collars that glow in the dark and keep them a little safer. Our holy colors will wash off the next day or the day after, but these colors will stay and fill these anxious COVID times with a splash of hope and color. Happy Holi. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.